For many in Silicon Valley, work is replacing religion. Workers in Silicon Valley are moving away from traditional religious practices, finding fulfillment and purpose in their jobs instead. They believe that finding meaning in their work is just as important as earning money. Many are willing to take lower salaries if it means their job gives them a sense of belonging and identity. Tech workers, who used to seek guidance from religion, now turn to their jobs for a sense of community and purpose. Companies are investing in their employees' well-being by offering mindfulness classes and retreats. This trend isn't just limited to Silicon Valley. Many companies across the U.S. are accepting mindfulness practices. The demanding nature of the tech industry makes it hard for workers to balance religious observance with their jobs. Startups often try to fill this gap by promoting a sense of purpose among their employees, which can sometimes feel like a substitute for religion. In the hustle, people discover spirituality at work. When people desire a spiritual life but struggle to find time, they may discover a form of religion in their work. American companies aim to foster a family-like culture and a sense of community among their staff, expecting profits in return. However, as work hours increase, traditional institutions like houses of worship suffer. In 1990, 91% of Americans claimed a religious affiliation. By 2018, it dropped to 77%. People are not only leaving their congregations, but also contributing to the decline of communities. Civic organization participation has significantly decreased since the 1970s. With growing investment in their careers, individuals often distance themselves from traditional foundations like religion, impacting a balanced life and community involvement beyond work. Tech workers in Silicon Valley often struggle with religious observance due to their demanding workload. Moving to the Valley can lead some to neglect their religious practices as jobs take precedence. However, some locals, especially older individuals with established families, resist the allure of tech work's holiness and stay true to their religious practices. Despite the clash between Silicon Valley ethos and religious beliefs, those leaving organized religion often do so unintentionally, gradually drifting away. Tech workers' identity and loyalty. Young tech professionals, often far from home, form tight-knit bonds at work, viewing colleagues as a second family. Immersed in their jobs, they hold a strong belief in their company's mission, akin to religious faith. Silicon Valley employees, valuing loyalty as a badge of honor, feel a moral duty to their work families, preventing any slack in their commitment. This deep connection makes rejecting any work request almost impossible, as the company intertwines with its identity. A struggle for wellness. Tech companies are big on keeping their employees healthy and happy. They offer perks like free food, gyms, and even yoga and meditation sessions to prevent burnout. But despite all these perks, burnout is still common among tech workers who often put in long hours. Burnout hurts both the employees and their companies, leading to lower productivity and higher costs for things like sick leave and medical expenses. That's where people like Susan Lamott come in. She helps companies take care of their employees' personal needs through perks like meals, yoga classes, and workshops. It's all about making sure employees feel valued and supported so they can perform their best at work. Tech companies are big on keeping their employees healthy and happy. They offer perks like free food, gyms, and even yoga and meditation sessions to prevent burnout. But despite all these perks, burnout is still common among tech workers who often put in long hours. Burnout hurts both the employees and their companies, leading to lower productivity and higher costs for things like sick leave and medical expenses. That's where people like Susan Lamott come in. She helps companies take care of their employees' personal needs through perks like meals, yoga classes, and workshops. It's all about making sure employees feel valued and supported so they can perform their best at work. The battle of tech companies' perks. Tech firms compete fiercely, offering various perks to make employees happy. Yoga classes and free snacks, however, can't undo the toll of 16-hour workdays. As workloads rise, companies cut staff, prioritizing profits over happiness. During significant changes, like takeovers, employees face change fatigue. To cope, HR offers meditation and mindfulness classes, the 60s, while executive coaching thrives in Silicon Valley. Managers hire coaches to enhance workers' job performance by helping them connect with their authentic selves. Many employees feel disconnected and alienated at work, and companies often attribute this to corporate culture issues. Coaching and spiritual programs are usually reserved for top-tier employees, aiming to boost engagement and bring meaning to their roles. In the past, needing a coach might have been seen as a sign of underperformance, but nowadays, it's considered a status symbol. Balance work and self-discovery. Setting out journeys of self-discovery may uncover a misalignment between individuals and their jobs. Companies endorse meditation and training not solely for spiritual purposes, but mainly to boost productivity. In Silicon Valley, the younger workforce views practices like yoga and meditation as tools for efficiency, integrating them with professional success. A struggle for wellness. Tech companies are big on keeping their employees healthy and happy. They offer perks like free food, gyms, and even yoga and meditation sessions to prevent burnout. But despite all these perks, burnout is still common among tech workers who often put in long hours. Burnout hurts both the employees and their companies, leading to lower productivity and higher costs for things like sick leave and medical expenses. That's where people like Susan Lamott come in. She helps companies take care of their employees' personal needs through perks like meals, yoga classes, and workshops. It's all about making sure employees feel valued and supported so they can perform their best at work. Tech companies are big on keeping their employees healthy and happy. They offer perks like free food, gyms, and even yoga and meditation sessions to prevent burnout. But despite all these perks, burnout is still common among tech workers who often put in long hours. Burnout hurts both the employees and their companies, leading to lower productivity and higher costs for things like sick leave and medical expenses. That's where people like Susan Lamott come in. She helps companies take care of their employees' personal needs through perks like meals, yoga classes, and workshops. It's all about making sure employees feel valued and supported so they can perform their best at work. The battle of tech companies' perks. Tech firms compete fiercely, offering various perks to make employees happy. Yoga classes and free snacks, however, can't undo the toll of 16-hour workdays. As workloads rise, companies cut staff, prioritizing profits over happiness. During significant changes, like takeovers, employees face change fatigue. To cope, HR offers meditation and mindfulness classes, the 60s, while executive coaching thrives in Silicon Valley. Managers hire coaches to enhance workers' job performance by helping them connect with their authentic selves. Many employees feel disconnected and alienated at work, and companies often attribute this to corporate culture issues. Coaching and spiritual programs are usually reserved for top-tier employees, aiming to boost engagement and bring meaning to their roles. In the past, needing a coach might have been seen as a sign of underperformance, but nowadays, it's considered a status symbol. Balance work and self-discovery. Setting out journeys of self-discovery may uncover a misalignment between individuals and their jobs. Companies endorse meditation and training not solely for spiritual purposes, but mainly to boost productivity. In Silicon Valley, the younger workforce views practices like yoga and meditation as tools for efficiency, integrating them with professional success. While corporate managers value employees and support personal growth, the modern job landscape, especially in the tech industry, involves frequent role changes and the decline of lifelong careers with benefits like pensions. Tech professionals, facing constant challenges, find solace in mindfulness practices. Borrowing strategies from Buddhism, such as chanting and breathing exercises, helps them maintain composure. Techniques like non-attachment assist in regulating emotions and mitigating stress triggers. In the dynamic tech environment, where focus and resilience are crucial, these practices become essential tools for navigating work pressures and ensuring professional success. Meditation and mindfulness in the workplace. In the tech world, Buddhism, often simplified to secular mindfulness, loses its religious essence as companies seek productivity. Corporate America's approach sometimes dilutes sacred teachings, opting for secular classes and overlooking the religion's moral roots. Hiring instructors who omit religious aspects further commercializes practices. The result, meditation spaces adorned with prayer beads, devoid of deeper religious understanding. This reduction of Buddhism to a mere philosophy or science is critiqued by many Asian Americans who emphasize its religious core. The science of mindfulness, booming since the early 2000s, fascinates researchers. Many mindfulness advocates, emphasizing meditation's impact on productivity, label it as elf hacking. Though the effectiveness of mindfulness classes for productivity is debatable, studies reveal that tech engineers prefer scientifically grounded mindfulness programs. The rise of on-the-go Buddhism aims to streamline religious practices, presenting meditation as a practical tool. However, true meditation is considered sacred, the opposite of a mere tool. The rise of Techtopia. In Techtopia, work becomes the focal point of life, replacing traditional pillars like churches and community institutions. This shift raises concerns about societal values, as the pursuit of fulfillment and meaning centers around specialized tech workers. As this work-centric mindset takes hold, there's a risk of undermining community bonds and exacerbating social and income disparities. To counter this, a collective decision is needed to revere alternatives like family, community, civil society, and religion, without dismissing the importance of work. In the words of David Foster Wallace, "Everyone worships something. The key is choosing wisely." Key points. 1. Silicon Valley workers prioritize work over traditional religion, seeking identity and purpose in their professional lives. 2. Tech professionals combat stress with corporate-sponsored spiritual practices like mindfulness and retreats. 3. The demanding nature of the tech industry, with long work hours, challenges religious observance. 4. Young tech workers form strong bonds at work, considering colleagues as a second family, intertwining work with identity. 5. Meditation and mindfulness practices in the workplace, inspired by Buddhism, aim to enhance focus and resilience amidst work pressures.